St. Louis County is the biggest county in Missouri. The public defender office here has more than 1,800 cases pending and just 12 full-time lawyers.
Right now I'm looking at a screen that shows each lawyer in our office and the number of cases assigned to them.
District Defender Stephen Reynolds oversees the office. He clicks on one attorney's name and 118 cases pop up.
13 of which are probation violations, 3 of which are juvenile cases, and the rest are adult felonies. And that's a typical caseload.
That comes to more than 100 felony cases for one lawyer. According to a protocol established by the Missouri Public Defender Commission, attorneys should have at most 70 felony cases at a time. The same protocol allows public defender districts with too many total cases to stop taking new clients. But Stephen Reynolds and public defenders across the state are waiting on the Missouri Supreme Court to decide if that's constitutional.
It's a tough decision for them because obviously all people charged with crimes are entitled to counsel. But they're entitled to counsel that's competent, that has time to listen to their case.
The Missouri Supreme Court heard oral arguments last month. The case involves a public defender district in Christian County, which alerted the courts in July 2010 it would stop taking new cases. A few weeks later, a judge went ahead and assigned a public defender anyway. The Missouri Public Defender Commission filed suit, arguing its attorneys risk violating ethical standards by taking too many clients. Attorney Stephen Hanlon represented the commission before the high court.
No judge may ever order a lawyer, in this case, the public defender, to violate his or her solemn oath taken upon admission to the bar to obey duly promulgated rules, to abide by the rules of professional conduct, and to support the Constitution of the United States.
Several of the Supreme Court judges asked Hanlon if trial judges would have enough leeway to question whether a public defender's caseload was, in fact, too heavy. Here's Judge William Ray Price, Jr.
How do we make the determination when there's a dispute over whether maybe they can represent some more people?
Hanlon answered that judges should defer to the Public Defender Commission's protocol. But Christian County Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Donovan Dobbs argued judges are constitutionally required to appoint a lawyer for indigent clients.
The issue before the court today and the posture of this case is whether or not the Honorable John Waters followed the law. On July 28, 2010, Judge Waters had before him a defendant. Defendant Jared Blacktree was incarcerated. He was charged with several felony offenses, and he was asking the court for an attorney.
But Chief Justice Richard Teitelman quickly interrupted with a question about competent counsel.
Does the judge have to take into consideration the ability of the attorney to effectively represent the defendant?
Dobbs argued that it should be up to each individual public defender to prove their caseload is too heavy, not a protocol that Dobbs said has yet to be thoroughly tested. The case is being watched closely not only by public defenders in Missouri, but in other states like Florida, where case burden is also a concern. A ruling is not expected from the Missouri Supreme Court for several months. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.